Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, big primary day tomorrow. We're going to get a little preview of the ballot issues and the candidates with former State Senator John Lamping. John was on the roundtable on Friday. He'll join me a little after 5. He's also going to join me in the studio tomorrow night as we kind of handle the returns that will come in between about 7 and 10 with a lot of focus here on our primary in Missouri with county executive races in St. Charles County and St. Louis County, a bunch of the constitutional amendments. We'll run some of those down and guide you through all that. Many of you already voted. You can do early voting. I'm going to go tomorrow morning, Sue, because I have not voted yet, so I'll vote in person tomorrow. Jonas Serra is back with us, senior editor with the Free Press. He wrote a great piece last week about data centers and maybe having a peace plan for the data center wars. We've had a lot of those around St. Louis. Joe, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I just heard that ad, that political ad, yes, where data centers are part of it. Wow.
I know. We've had a couple around here. That was an ad for someone who's running for St. Charles County Executive. It's a little bit on the, you know, the outer edges of our listening area right now. Not really. It's a big part of the listening area. It's a big county, St. Charles County, next to St. Louis County. But we've had these things bubble up. And quite candidly, I've been confused about a lot of the opposition. It's interesting. I think in one area of the piece that you wrote on the Free Press, somebody or you kind of compared this to the freakout that people had like 15 years ago about fracking. Right. So what is all the fear about with data centers? And is it warranted? I think that's really the part I want to focus on.
Well, a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, they've been building data centers for 20 years. When you talk about what the cloud is, where your photographs are and so on and so forth, they're in data centers. So data centers themselves aren't particularly new. What's new is that with AI... Excuse me, one second. With AI, the data centers are much bigger, and they require a lot more land, and there are a lot more issues around them. So, for instance, in the early stage, in the early rounds of AI data centers, they were often too close to communities. Mm-hmm. They emitted noise. They were ugly. They grabbed water from the community to cool, and they caused people's electric bills to go up. All of that is absolutely true, and there's no question that that's what caused people to get mad, and that people had every right to get mad. And they also, you know, I won't say they snuck into the community, but they certainly didn't want people to know they were buying the land, because if you knew that Google or Meta is buying land, the price of the land is going to go up, obviously. But a lot, I think, with the resistance, the fierce resistance by so many people has caused the data center world to take another look at their approach and to realize that they really can't continue to run roughshod over communities and expect to be able to keep building, keep building data centers. So they've had to, in many ways, change their ways. And in other ways, the technology, the construction technology has improved. Now, what hasn't happened is that people who are opposed to data centers, there's a gap now between what people think data centers are and what they have, that they are in the process of becoming. And that gap has not been bridged.
So you offer this example of Kevin O'Leary, the Shark Tank guy, who was trying to put one of these things up in Texas. And you know, this is, again, where I think people assume things that are going to happen. But he was pitching this as something that won't emit noise. The water will be used that is recycled via something called the closed loop system. We have something even in downtown St. Louis where they're trying to use the closed loop water to have an urban data center. Maybe, Joe, you can even explain the difference between the urban data centers and the ones in the rural area. But basically, anything that people in Texas might have been concerned about with this data center really should have been put aside, because the concerns were sort of answered, right?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Well, see, actually, first of all, it's in Utah, so let me just say that. And reason that matters is because it's in a very largely empty county. So it's in this county. So even though it's a giant data center, it is.
No one would really see it.
Really
because...
not. Yeah. Right. It's really not near anything. So you're not going to hear any noise. They're pulling their electricity from a natural gas pipeline, so there's no electricity issues. And they're using this closed loop recycled water system, so that they're really not using much more water than a golf course uses in the course of a year. So it's a much better deal. And here's the most important part. the community has negotiated, you know, a taxes that they will get from this that will really help out. So compare it. A really good example of a data center that people are not upset about is Richland Parish in Louisiana, where the money that's being paid by the data center to the parish has allowed the parish to give every teacher a $50,000 bonus.
Wow, that's significant.
So when you do things like that, a lot of the anger towards data centers go away. And that's another good comparison with fracking. One of the reasons there isn't so much anger about fracking is because a lot of people who own the land or are in those communities are making money. They're getting money, whether it's tax money or royalties or whatever. And that makes a huge difference. And you don't want to see these multi-billion dollar corporations walk into your community, you know, take this land, build this data center, and not give anything back. That really, really angers people, and with good reason.
And it should, yeah. And then the other thing is, you know, one of the things that's popped up here in the St. Louis area, and I think you addressed this in the column, is some of this has been done so secretly, and there have been some NDAs and all that stuff that people are like, wait a second, what's going on here? So even if it's not something that's negative or nefarious or anything else, when you're covering it up and you're making it seem like it might be, perception is the reality.
100%. And the big tech companies that are building these data centers, they're just going to have to get used to the idea that they are going to have to pay more for the land, because it is unseemly to tell local officials that they have to sign NDAs in order to know what's going on. It's just you just can't do that,
right?
Because the minute you do that, the first public meeting you have, everybody is going to be angry and shouting and, why do you have these NDAs, and how dare you do this? And you just can't do that.
Yeah, you quote this guy, Saul Levin, who says the richest companies in the history of the world are showing up in small towns and saying, F all of you, all your city councilmen have signed NDAs, and we're building this thing no matter what. That's not the best approach, as we've discovered. Why anyone thought that would be a good approach, I'm not sure, because that was handicapped poorly, right?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, big tech has a history, long before data centers, of acting first, you know, what is it? Not, they don't ask for permission. They just do it. And
it's easier to apologize than to ask permission, I think, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, now you're in this situation where they need the communities to buy into this stuff. They can't just run roughshod over these places. And I think they're learning that the approach that they took in terms of taking your data and your privacy, getting rid of your and all that stuff, it doesn't work with data centers. They can't. They have to be a little humbler, and they have to be more willing to share the bounty.
Yeah, I'm very curious to maybe we'll never know why they didn't understand that going in with a different approach would benefit them in the long run. But, you know, the other thing, and I think you addressed this at the end of the piece where you say, you know, there's some people out there that thinks that China is funding the anti-data center activism, but you're like, well, look, if teachers are getting $50,000 bonuses, can't be all bad, right?
Right. I mean, you're right. Right. The China can fund anything they want, but if the data centers are giving people $50,000 bonuses, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference.
Nope, you're right. Joe Nocera, great to have you on, as always. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.